Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
So earlier today, I think Reggie Atatula was trying to get one over on me.
No way.
Yeah.
Reggie would never do that.
And he was so smooth about it, too.
He would never do such a thing.
I mean, so smooth about it. It was impressive. So earlier today, Reggie and I were both in the boss's office talking about different stuffs and some of the cool things that we're going to be doing during Texan season.
Yeah.
And as Reggie's getting ready to leave, he says, oh, hey, by the way, have you eaten yet? And I said, I mean, I'm going to eat again. I mean, I'm going to have dinner. I was like, I eat lunch, but I haven't had dinner. I'm going to have dinner. He says, here's a turkey sandwich. And I'm like, all right, cool, thanks. Like, didn't think any of it.
What's the problem?
It's in deli paper, right? Like, he bought this from somewhere. So about 30 minutes later, I go to unwrap this sandwich. Uh-oh. And it's basically a mayo sandwich.
Ugh.
As you open it, you take the sandwich apart, there is so much mayo.
Oh, my goodness.
It's literally dripping off the sandwich.
Ugh.
And while...
My stomach
no one is ever going to look at me and be like, that's a black guy. There is one very particular way in which I am very much like a black guy.
What way?
Pay attention.
Here. Have a bite of this sandwich.
And how did you know I was hungry? I ain't eat nothing this morning.
You gotta kill me?
If you're going to pass in white America, you are going to have to learn to like mayonnaise.
No!
Listen, if you're ever forced to eat this mayonnaise, simply press the button on this side of the watch. It delivers a rather liberal spritzing of hot sauce. One blast should be enough to make Caucasian food edible.
Well, it works on grits.
Oh, here you go, folks.
Yeah.
And here's the extra mayonnaise you ordered.
Yum, yum.
Enjoy.
This is the best stuff. Have you eaten here before, Anton?
No, I haven't. It's my first time.
Oh, take a bite of my sandwich. Come on, Anton. Just one little bite.
Dude, I hate mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is disgusting.
I am not a mayonnaise guy either.
Mayonnaise is pure unadulterated fat in gelatin form.
But yeah, Reggie definitely set you up for failure.
Because again, this wasn't like, hey, they put a little bit of mayo on that. No, this was, it was drip. There was so much mayo, you couldn't find the turkey.
Stop it. Stop it.
It was like pure goo.
My stomach is really literally just turning right now.
I feel like maybe in a very slick way, guy's just like, hey, man, here's a sandwich for you. Like, just like being a good old buddy, friend, pal, cohort.
And he quickly walked off.
Oh, he left. Ran.
Yeah, he got out of there.
He freaking ran. And yeah, so that sandwich is in the fridge right now.
Chris, are you into mayonnaise? You mayonnaise guy on your sandwich?
I mean, I'll eat it, but it's not something that I'm just like,
I can't do it.
I'm going to text Johnny that there is a turkey sandwich in the fridge.
Oh, you put it in the fridge?
I'm going to text Johnny there's a turkey sandwich in the fridge, and I will like bet like 90% chance he eats it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it'll be gone by tomorrow.
So you already know he's going to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Chris.
But Johnny 100%. Eats everything.
Mm-hmm. Anything he can find over there.
It never gains a pound, apparently.
Maybe throwing it back.
Good metabolism, man. Must be nice.
But, mayonnaise is one of the, it's like as soon as I see it, like gobbled up like that, it just turns your stomach.
So the turkey was hiding under the mayonnaise or whatever was in there, salami, turkey, whatever.
It was allegedly turkey.
Allegedly.
But like when you open the sandwich.
Couldn't see it.
You could see the mayo just oozing. Oh my goodness. Up. It was gross.
So since y'all don't like mayo, I'm assuming y'all don't like tuna. Or is it just completely different?
I like tuna. It's just sushi.
I put mustard in my tuna.
Okay.
I'm a mustard guy. I like mustard. See, I love mustard.
See, I got to try that out.
It's not bad.
I'm not one that's going to knock it.
It's not bad.
Much as mayonnaise, as soon as I taste it, instantly turns my stomach.
Yeah.
Mustard seed, as soon as I taste it, done.
But see, mustard is good. It's not unhealthy, I should say. Mustard is not unhealthy.
Yeah, it's not mayo.
It's definitely
it
not.
It just turns definitely. My stomach. It turns my stomach.
Really? Oh. My ketchup for a hot dog or.
Yeah,
or a hamburger.
I can't tell you what it is. It just, I can't.
No.
Burgers, I'll put barbecue sauce on a burger.
Yeah, barbecue sauce. Yeah, that always works.
Put steak sauce on a burger. I'll cook a burger with steak sauce on it.
That works too.
Marinate it that way. But mustard and mayo, relish is another one. I won't eat relish.
Really?
Relish won't make me want to vomit. I just don't like it.
I can do relish.
I've never had relish.
Come on, Chris.
I'm serious. I just... The look of it, just
baseball
kinda,
game.
Baseball
like,
game. You know what?
Nothing.
I went from only ketchup to ketchup and mustard now, and that's
a good combo.
Mustard grew on me as I got older.
Oh, so you weren't a mustard guy.
I wasn't a mustard guy. It grew on me as I got older.
Mustard is good, man. I'm telling you, it's good. But Chris, try it in the tuna.
I will,
and then report back. Let me know. Let me know what you think.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Nope, just a big fat no for me.
PC is still over here making faces about this damn mayonnaise. Yeah. He's so disgusted right now.
It's so gross.
He is just...
Mayonnaise, in the jar, looks like somebody did something really inappropriate with an elephant.
Okay.
You see, you can't think of it like that.
He always got to take it here, don't he?
He does.
We were on the... So we went...
So would it be better if I said they did something inappropriate with a rhino? Is that better?
No,
so,
you just didn't have to take it there.
It's so gross.
He's always the one stirring it up. We were on the elevator earlier going downstairs, and he's messing with people on the elevator. He's messing with people on the elevator.
This should literally surprise nobody.
I'm like, you always got to be the one... he's like, yeah, it's me. I'm like, yes, it is. He's one lady just looking like, really, this guy? Man...
Hey,
PC, man. Hey, you gotta love him though. You gotta love him.
I entertained her for the night.
Did you? You think you did? Or she's calling you names in her head.
Both.
A little of both. All right.
I think she laughed, then she said, son of a.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly how that goes. And I don't care. You know what? I'm going to enjoy my day.
You liven up the situation, that is for sure.
I do.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.